Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
I'm so excited for our guest today. In our talk today, he'll be sharing about how to go from shame to shine, how to create connection in a disconnected world. So let me tell you a little bit about amazing guest today. He's a serial entrepreneur, business coach, and mastermind guru with 30 years of experience starting, buying, and selling seven-figure businesses. His story includes losing everything after the 2010 financial crisis and rising from the shame to shine as the mastermind guy. As executive VP of Global Leaders Organization, he's responsible for managing amazing entrepreneurs from across the globe to start regional chapters of GLOW. Love that analogy. I love that acronym rather, and create masterminds globally. He helps coaches and experts with the programs Pricing for Profits Masterclass, Mastermind Mastery, Launch Your High-End Mastermind in 60 Days. I'm so excited to have with us here today, Jay Fairbrother. Jay, so excited to have you today.
Hi, Sharon. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, Jay, I always ask all of my guests, because my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
So I would say I'm still figuring that out. part of my journey is that I have lived primarily in my head for most of my life. And I would say just in the last couple of years, starting to figure out how to live outside of my head or inside my heart. It's been a long journey and I'm still on the path.
Well, I love that. And I love you being so transparent and honest about that as well, because no one has it figured out. I mean, we're all works in progress always. So I love that you shared that. And that just says a lot about your authenticity and your sincerity and just really where you're coming from in that space. So I really appreciate that. So can you share one challenge that stands out, Jay, that you've faced that's really helped you to maybe activate more of that in you, what you're talking about, really coming from your heart and not just living in your head? And I think that's really actually a very great way to talk about being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur, that it can't just be all about our head, that we have to have this kind of inner and outer combined approach. So can you share one challenge that stands out?
So for me, like many of us, so this is kind of my second round of hanging my shingle as a coach and working with other coaches and solopreneurs. And when I came back into this a few years ago, still very much living in my headspace, like many coaches, I was all over the place. Meaning I thought I wanted to go this direction with working with, what I call offline entrepreneurs. And then I switched and decided, no, I'm going to go this direction and then that direction. And I was really, it's a journey that many people starting a business, a coaching or solopreneur business go through.
Sure.
And what I had an epiphany, it was actually only about 6 months ago, when I was attending a program from one of my mentors, and he was posing the question, what do you want to be known for? And at that point, I had a sales training program that I had, I've worked with over 100 coaches in the last couple of years, one-on-one coaching, giving them training on how to have sales conversations to get high-end clients, because most coaches don't like selling, and understandably so. So I was going down this path of creating a sales training program for coaches, and I have that program done, packaged, recorded, in the box, ready to go. And I was at this event and I had this epiphany in terms of, what do you want to be known for? So, I mean, I've owned 9 businesses over 30 years in 6 different industries. There's a lot more to me than sales coaching and sales training. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, I don't want to be the sales guy. I don't want to be known as the sales dude. And it was a shift. And then working with some other mentors and people who are kind of helping me more on that spiritual journey, I guess. You know, it just dawned on me that what I've done for 25 years is I've participated in, run, built masterminds, and they've provided the deepest level of connection that I've ever had in my adult life. And so I was like, you know, what am I doing? I've got it. You know, it's kind of back to where I started and then decided to switch gears. But it's like, I've got to help people create masterminds and build them and teach people what a mastermind is and what can happen in masterminds. So anyway, that's the long answer.
Wow. I mean, actually, that's a very short answer. So I appreciate that. I mean, you're very succinct in this kind of transformation that occurred, this activation, really, you know, of something that, you know, just probably was very apparent to other people, but then became much more activated for you. Like, hey, that's what I do. That's what I love to do. That's the passion I have. And that's what I want to really be known for. So I love that. So I often, when people give me the sense of their challenge, I ask them to share. So what do you think the divine curriculum or kind of the theme was in this challenge? You know, kind of what you wish you knew then that you know now, even just in these past, you know, 6 months or so. What do you think that theme was that oftentimes people listening in can say, oh my gosh, that's exactly what, you know, is being present for me?
Well, I think it's around what I mentioned. It's that head heart thing that, you know, so when I'm talking about and teaching people about masterminds, to me, the operative word is connection. And that's, you know, the title of what I gave you for the talk today is that, you know, the world's so disconnected. We're, you know, you just go out in public and look at all the people staring into their phones, go out, you know, sometimes we don't even have deep connections with our family. And I think that's what the world needs right now is more connection. And that can be achieved in a well-run mastermind. Some of the, you know, masterminds I participated in, even with situations where they're all men, like I have seen, you know, grown men cry, you know, within 3 to 4 months into a new mastermind, because that's how quickly you can get to these deeper levels of connection that I think is what we all want in the long run. Mm-hmm. So to me, the theme is really about connection. It's about, you know, creating, you know, what I teach in the mastermind world is creating a safe, confidential, comfortable, trusted space so that people can open up and get to those deeper levels of connection that sometimes they don't have anywhere else in their lives.
Oh gosh, I love that. Well, that kind of segues us into, if you can talk a little bit more, you've given us a little bit of a start, but about your story, and especially, you know, I mentioned when I was introducing you about how you lost everything. So talk a little bit about your story. I think it's just so powerful to help people know that regardless of what happens, you know, there's always, you know, another step. There's always another way. There's a, you know, there's an opening that is being made. And so tell us about that.
Yeah. So persistence is definitely
right, a
big part of my story. So, you know, like many people, when I started my first business 30 some years ago, I started it with nothing. I, you know, ran up credit cards to get the thing going. And I was pretty successful off the bat. And within a few years, I was doing $1 million in revenue. And I kind of got stuck at that place. Mm-hmm. And that's when I went to my, joined an entrepreneur group and went to my first entrepreneur mastermind. And I remember vividly walking out of that first mastermind, even though it was 25 years ago, and thinking, oh my God, I finally found my tribe. Mm-hmm. Because even though I didn't know those people yet, some of whom have become my lifelong friends, it was like, wow, I'm finally in a space where I can talk about things that I can't talk to anyone else as an entrepreneur about.
Sure. Nobody understands being an entrepreneur, like no one in your family, no friends, unless they're entrepreneurs. That is a special club.
And even you can't even go home to your spouse or significant mm-hmm. other and say, they say, how was your day? And you're like, oh, it was great. And you can't end that sentence with, but if I don't find $20,000 in cash in the next 2 weeks and can't make and I'm not going to make payroll, the whole thing is going to come crashing down.
Right.
We protect the people closest to us from those, horrors that we live with and keep us up at night. So I went into my first mastermind and that really was life-changing for me in the sense of, being with other entrepreneurs and learning from them and experiencing that group brain trust that evolves in a mastermind. So I got beyond that, $1 million hump and I quickly scaled and, I hit 50 employees and I hit 5 million in sales. And so in 2004, when I was at 200 employees and about 10 million in annual sales, I sold that company. Mm-hmm. And, I'm very fortunate. There's very few entrepreneurs. I think it's less than 1% ever get to sell a business, let alone more than one. So the next few years were wonderful. I played and traveled and invested and bought a couple more businesses. Actually, I bought 3 more businesses. And then the 2008, 2010 financial crisis hit. And the analogy I use is that if you can imagine a toilet bowl when you flush it and the swirl in the water that's created as you watch the bowl empty, imagine that standing over that toilet for 2 years, watching that water slowly funnel out of the bowl until it's empty and there's nothing you can do about it. So I quite literally went from being a multimillionaire living in a mansion to living in my friend's basement without a car. And, the thing about that is that when you hit that point, you go into survival mode. Mm-hmm. And so actually the next few years after I lost everything, was easier in some senses than the next few years after that, because mm-hmm. your first instinct is just, how do I get food? How do I get out of this basement? How do I get a car? I was figuratively in that basement for about 5 months, but literally in the basement for 5 months, but figuratively I was in that basement for 5 years or more. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to get to that place where I felt like I had enough resilience to hang my shingle again. Mm-hmm. Because, when you're building something that involves other people or you're not in total control of, and you face rejection in like people not hiring you, like it's easy to deflect that. But when you're on your own and you hang your shingle and it's your name on the business and on the line and you get rejected, which we're all, we all face more rejection than we face success. That's the nature of, of marketing and selling. So, it took me a long time to feel like I had the resilience to even, put myself out there again. And that was just a few years ago. And as I, alluded to earlier, I was kind of all over the place when I first came back and trying to, I was using my head to think, well, I can do this and I can do that. And that's easy for me. And, that kind of thing, but I wasn't connecting it to my heart in terms of what I'm, as you said, what I'm passionate about, what I really want to do and what I want to be known for. Like that, you know, the end of that story is I have no problem being known as the mastermind guy. I love that moniker, and somebody gave it to me. I didn't even come up with that.
Yeah. Cause I mean, what you're saying is, I mean, at a deep level, the connection, I mean, that is a spiritual theme that we all are one and we all are connected energetically. So I think it goes even deeper. To me, it feels like what I'm sensing from you is it goes even deeper than just even the physical connection of like, okay, these mastermind groups, because we know that there's amazing synergy, you know, that happens. But I think it's in another level too of your remembrance that we are all connected energetically and that you really want to activate that in others. Does that make sense?
Yeah. This is the part I'm still learning about. It's funny. I was at an event last year when, you know, finally we could go in-person events again. And I was sitting at like a little round table where everybody's introducing themselves. And a woman next to me introduced herself as, you know, a woo-woo entrepreneur and healer and that kind of thing. And I turned to her and I said, you know, it's interesting to me because I tell people I'm the least woo person that I know. And I paused and another woman at the table I hadn't even been introduced to yet, she like chirped in and said, but you attract woo.
That might be an indicator to you.
And I was like, how did
you're
a
closet
know that?
Woo.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's a journey. I'm enjoying it and trying to figure it out. So
what's amazing is there are so many closet woo CEOs and professionals. You know, what I feel it is, it's really about blending an inner and outer approach, but it's becoming more and more mainstream that it's about, look, it's not just about our, you know, what we think is reality. Right. And so, I think the more and more people that come from grounded spaces, I mean, I came from a corporate background as VP of sales and marketing. And, you know, so when I would talk about things like energy and everything like that, I was bringing like a grounded perspective to it. You know, and I said, listen, this is the most powerful technology you can possibly use. I mean, if you're in a calculus class, you want a calculator. You know, you're not going to count on your fingers and toes. So from early on, when I was first starting out, I mean, I attracted people that wanted that, you know, but they also wanted the groundedness too, right? Because we need both. It's the yin and the yang as well. So, but that's another story I'm sure we can chat about. But so Jay, tell us how you help coaches and speakers and experts to leverage their time to create high impact recurring revenue programs and scale their business, because this is what is so key. You know, so often, you know, people that are solopreneurs of all kinds, heart-centered people that, you know, really want to make a difference and want to serve, you know, this is the part that escapes them, you know? So tell us a little bit more about how you help people do that.
Yeah. So, you know, most coaches, experts, speakers, authors, course creators, when we start out, we work one-on-one with clients, right? That's where we learn, we perfect our craft, we start to build our business. And at some point, hopefully, if you're successful enough at doing one-on-one, you start to realize you're running out of time. You can't help more people and you can't scale your business. And so the next logical step that most people go from there is they create a course. So, you know, typically a 4 to 8 week program that is very teaching based, or they create a group coaching program. So they're starting to leverage a little bit there where they're now talking one to many in whatever they're teaching, training, or doing to help people. But often what happens when you go into that group scenario, and certainly with courses, I mean, I'm sure there's people listening who have bought courses online and never even opened them, let alone, you know, plus sometimes you take a course and then at the end you realize, okay, well, that really wasn't worth the money I spent on it. Mm-hmm. But in group settings too, in group coaching, typically you see a lot of drop off in results, right? You get a lot less transformation for your clients because you can't have that same level of connection as with one-on-one. And so, in group programs, I mean that you typically, it's still typically that sort of, it's training and Q&A, right? So what ends up happening is the most successful coaches on the planet almost all end up creating a high-end mastermind. Mm. And if you talk to a lot of these people who are seven-figure coaches, they'll tell you that 80% of their revenue comes from these high-end programs. Mm-hmm. That people don't recognize that because they see them out there all over the place marketing themselves with their low-end programs. Right. So they people kind of assume that, oh my God, they must be making a fortune on all these people buying the, you know, $200 or $400 or $1,000 program. But most of them will tell you, no, most of my money comes from my high-end program.
Yeah.
So a lot of these coaches create masterminds. Therein lies another issue, which is a lot of what is called a mastermind, especially in this coach expert industry, is really just group coaching. Mm-hmm. Meaning people still just show up, pray to the altar of the guru. There's a little bit of Q&A and they call it a mastermind because that's sexier and they can sell it for more money. Mm-hmm. They're not creating relationships. They're not creating connection other than maybe the connection between you as a participant and the guru, right? Mm-hmm. So where masterminds come in the true Napoleon Hill sense of creating a group of people, when he first coined the phrase, he talked about, you know, two minds create a third mind, basically. Masterminds, you know, have now evolved into a group of typically 8 to 14 people, relatively closed group, meaning it's not a revolving door. And you're building relationships within that group so that people can get to these deeper levels and get that connection that is really what I think we're all striving for in the long run. So that's why these, you know, really successful coaches create these masterminds. It's not just about the money by any means. It's because they also have the deepest connections with the people they work with in these types of groups. So to back that down to, you know, kind of your question of just sort of, how do I help coaches and what you can do with that information? First of all, you know, I can dispel the myth that you have to already be this hugely successful coach to launch a mastermind.
There you go.
I know newbies who have launched masterminds. I know a seven-figure coach who has zero low-end programs. Their entry-level program is a $15,000 mastermind, mm-hmm. and they've built a seven-figure business around that. Now, that's not common, but it can be done is the point. So anyone can really do it. So that's what I try to do is help coaches, you know, typically who are already successful with one-on-one and maybe are already out there selling a course, and to help them create a high-end program, which will provide recurring revenue, which is, again, if you've been around the coaching business more than a minute, you know, that's an issue, that, you know, suddenly some clients drop off or, you know, you're in between your launches of your course and you have no revenue to pay the bills. So, you know, a mastermind type high-end program provides more stable recurring revenue. You get, you know, equally as much, I would argue, possibly sometimes greater impact and transformation than even one-on-one coaching because it's not so dependent on you as the guru. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is, I'm sorry, I'm kind of rambling now. You got me going.
No, it's great. Keep going.
So another one of my pet peeves in the industry is you know, somebody's really successful and they've done something and done it well. And then they create a program around what they did. And basically what they do is say, this is the way I did it. Just do it this way. Mm-hmm. Because either they don't know any better other ways or whatever. And I just don't believe that. So when I'm helping coaches to create a high-end program, you know, it's customized, right? And part of what we do is help you figure out what's the right program for you and the right price point. And, you know, is it more content driven, you know, more like a group coaching program, or is it truly mastermind, what I call process driven groups, mm-hmm. where it's more about the transformation, the experience, the growth overall. So the key is that you got to find what works for you and takes advantage of your unique gifts and superpowers. And that's what I help people do, is build kind of those custom programs, that, you know, are going to provide significant revenue, but also enable them to reach more people, change more lives, and create more transformation.
I mean, you said a lot there. I mean, and I really want people to just, and I appreciate the fact that you were just going with the flow on that, because I really want people to get, you know, the core message is really, and this is something, I mean, having done this for over 20 years, you know, I always say to people, look, I mean, you know, successful coaches always have, you know, typically a high-end group, and usually a couple of one-on-one clients too, to be honest. You know, so I mean, because it filters out of the group, in my experience, that people that are in your high-end mastermind say, oh, and then I also want to work with you individually. I just want that, you know, that independent, you know, that private attention, and you know, and they're and we're not, you know, making huge amounts of money on these $97, even $997. I mean, they tend to be like the lost leaders idea, you know, to bring people in. So I love the fact that you're sharing this, because I think people have these beliefs that they can't do something like that until they've done all these other kinds of things. And so they're out there doing all kinds of other things, you know, $49 eBooks or $29 or $11 eBooks, whatever it is. You know, they're out there running around doing a whole lot of stuff that's creating very little revenue and is really just exhausting them and draining them. I mean, do you find that to be the case oftentimes?
It's totally exhausting. Mm-hmm. and it's very difficult.
Right? They're posting all over social media. They're doing all kinds of stuff that's just sucking time and energy, but they're not seeing any of the results. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the, you know, kind of the core elements of mastermind, of having a mastermind. Because you mentioned two things, which I think is really powerful. And I love that you do this and help people to recognize how they're wired. So some people, you know, would be awesome to come on a group and essentially do coaching or energy work or, you know, shifting beliefs or whatever you want to call it, right? I would call that like group coaching, essentially, right? But then there's this idea of a mastermind, which incorporates the other people in the experience more than, as you were calling it, kind of the guru model. So can you share a little bit about, like, what are some of the core elements of a mastermind that you've seen be successful, or that you feel is successful for people versus, say, like a group coaching?
So there's a couple of things. Mm-hmm. There's more than a couple, but I'll mention a couple. So one is around the structure. So I mentioned this earlier in terms of that safe, trusted, confidential space. So there have to be rules of engagement when you put somebody in a group like this. When I see masterminds fall apart, typically it's because there wasn't structure or enough structure to it. It sounds counterintuitive, because when you think mastermind, you think about, like, you know, a group of 8 or 10 people sitting around having, you know, a brainstorming discussion, and it's very free-flowing and that kind of thing. And there is definitely a balance between allowing for that, but also having structure within how you construct your program and how you run the meetings and that kind of stuff. So there's, you know, facilitation skills is a big part of it. The other is what I call parity. So the other reason I see masterminds not working for people is because the people in the group are not at the same levels. I use entrepreneur examples because that's what I'm most familiar with. So in a mastermind group of 8 to 14 people, you don't want to have somebody who's doing $100,000 in revenue with somebody who's doing $2 million in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the key critical aspects to creating that connection and that safe space is mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's not mutual, it doesn't mean you have to like everybody in the group. So, you know, that's group dynamics. That's hard to achieve. Not that it can't be achieved, but there has to be some level of parity so that, you know, we're all working, we're all facing common challenges. We're working towards common goals. That's, you know, the thing. So if, you know, in that situation I just described, the people doing 100,000 are going to, if you're gearing discussions and content toward the $2 million people, the people at 100,000 are going to start to feel left behind. If you're gearing things toward the $100,000 people, the $2 million people are going to start to feel like you're dumbing it down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you see in a lot of group coaching programs, is that the guru is teaching to the least common denominator, right? They're teaching to the middle. So the people at the top and the bottom of the aren't getting as much value and impact.
And that could also be, like you're talking about, if you're doing programs that are based on supporting entrepreneurs, but that could really be for anything. Like if you're talking about a mastermind about, you know, healing trauma or whatever, because I'm looking at, you know, these masterminds can be applicable not just to people that are supporting people around building businesses, right?
Yes. So that's a great example, because so parity in that kind of situations, mm-hmm. again, it's sometimes it's counterintuitive, because you think that, oh, well, if I'm going to be in a group like this, I want to be in a group with everyone else who's gone through a similar trauma as me, right? Mm-hmm. And I would argue just the opposite, mm-hmm. that they all have to have gone through some trauma that creates the parity.
Mm-hmm.
But the diversity of that trauma is what really brings value.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Because what you want is people who have or you know, similar challenges, similar goals, but are thinking in completely different ways about it than you. That's mm-hmm. where real learning and growth happens, is when somebody, you're in a mastermind meeting and somebody asks you a question and you're like, man, I never would have even thought to ask that question of myself or anyone else, right?
Right.
That's when you get real learning, you know, than when everyone is coming from the same exact place.
So you mentioned structure, parity. Are there a couple other core elements if you're doing a mastermind that you feel is important to have in place? I know you're going to be sharing something with us in a few moments that's going to help people to on some of these things and sort of, you know, just kind of get kick-started. But is there a couple other things you might want to share about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of things I could mention. You know, I do a whole 8-week program on all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that the thing about building relationships, within the community, there's a few things there I'll mention, is you want to do exercises where people are asked to stretch their comfort level and discuss things that, you know, they might not openly discuss in other environments, to mm-hmm. try to grow the bonds between people. I call them conversation starters. You also need to think about the, sorry, I just lost my train of thought after the conversation starters. The other thing to focus on is, I mentioned the structure earlier. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought on that.
Oh, that's okay. We were just talking about, and that's okay. I think it might be covered in your information. So, but we were just talking about some of the key elements in mastermind, and you mentioned you have an 8-week program that actually takes people through. So I think that's awesome. You gave us structure, parity, and then you were talking about something that stretches people's comfort zone. So those are great. One other question, because I could talk to you all day. So we're just going to have you back. So, I mean, we got to, you know, we're just scratching the surface right here. So we definitely want to have you back. But what could you say about the the power of doing masterminds in a virtual way, you know, because a lot of people think of masterminds in a physical component where you're physically with people. And so what has been your experience, or what do you suggest for folks if it can also be, if it can also be successful in a virtual way? And is there any one thing that's really important in order to do that, or anything you want to share about that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So my answer is, to this question is, it's the one positive thing I think that's come out of COVID.
Okay.
Because pre-COVID, it was very hard for people to imagine spending, you know, being in a 2 or 3 hour virtual meeting online on Zoom or something like that.
Right.
And now it's commonplace.
Sure.
You know, at the peak of COVID, it was awful because we all had Zoom fatigue, right? None of us wanted to be on right. Zoom for more than 15 minutes. But now that Zoom fatigue's fallen off, and it's now like, oh, okay, virtual meeting. And so now, like, I go to virtual 3-day events where I hang out on Zoom for 3 straight days all day long, right. and nobody blinks an eye. So masterminds, if you can do a local in-person group, and if you can, that's amazing, and you're going to have even. You're going to get faster to those levels of deep relationship in person than you can virtually, but you can get there virtually. And there's really not a lot different that you have to do in a virtual format, other than make sure, which you would want to do in person anyway, but make sure that, you know, you it's lively, it's interactive, you know, no one wants to sit and listen to somebody's talk for 45 minutes online straight.
Right.
Keep it interactive and that kind of thing. The other thing that this question, you know, kind of reminds me of, because I've mentioned a couple of times groups of 8 to 14 people, you can do masterminds in a larger environment, but you have to take some extra steps to be able to build the relationships. Mm-hmm. So, you know, somebody could say, I want a mastermind at 20 people or 30 people. And that's fine, but you have to think about the structure of your meetings. So if you set your meetings as 2-hour meetings, you know, a couple times a month or monthly or whatever, if you have 20 people in there, you're not going to have a time for all 20 people to speak up at certain points, right? So one of the things that I teach is I call it forced participation, and I deliberately make it a kind of harsh sounding phrase. Because I want it to stick, because it's critical to get everybody involved when you're in a mastermind. People can't sit on the sidelines, because sitting on the sidelines doesn't make the group move forward and help the group grow. And that's your primary purpose, which you have to make clear up front when somebody's joining a group like that, that this isn't just about you. This is about everybody. And we're going to grow together as a group. We're going to succeed together as a group. Sometimes we're going to fail together as a group. We're going to share all those experiences together and go through that together.
Oh my gosh. As I said, could talk to you all day long, but I know you have something that you brought that you can share with people. Maybe tell them a little bit about the free gift, which we're so grateful to you for bringing that, and tell them first about how, what that is and how that will support them. And then if you could share how they can get that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So it's a PDF and video training on how anyone can create a high-end recurring revenue program that can change lives. And it's basically, reinforces some of the things I've talked about today, but emphasizes the point that anyone can do it. And one of the things I do in this little training is I show you some math. And it's amazing when you look at some math and go like, oh my God, like, I can add 6 figures in revenue to my business with one mastermind group. Or one, what I call hybrid group. So that's what the PDF video training is about. It's really just to open your eyes to say, hey, you know, this isn't, if you don't think this is for you, you know, this hopefully will give you some basis for going, you know what, this, I might be able to do this. I should at least check this out. And I do want to mention one thing. I know we're running out of time, but, what I forgot to talk about earlier is what I call hybrid programs. That's what I call a cross between a mastermind and a group coaching program. So my philosophy is that if you trickle down some of the masterminding techniques, the relationship building, the creating that safe, trusted space, you know, mostly just that building the interaction between your group members, you're going to get a lot better retention and you're going to get a lot better transformation in your group coaching programs. So even if you're listening to this going, you know, I don't think a true mastermind is in my, you know, what I envision. If you learn what a true mastermind is and how you can trickle that down into group programs, it's really powerful.
You just have brought so much incredible value and I'm so grateful to you. And I just really want people to just try on this idea. You know, even though you may have some beliefs like, oh, how would I do it? How would I fill it? All that, like that, that all can be worked out. The first thing is just activating the desire that, yes, I could see myself doing that. And I really want to encourage people to go and get this training that you did so that they can just try it on and they can just feel, you know, what the possibilities are. So can you tell people how they can get that?
Yeah, it's absolutely. You can get it at sixfiguremasterminds.com/Sharon. So sixfiguremasterminds.com/Sharon is where you can get that training. And the way you just said that too. So I'm doing a masterclass. The next one's in May. And when I start that masterclass, I say one of my goals for this program is to get everyone on this call to believe that you can add six figures in revenue to your business, not achieve six figures, but actually add six figures in revenue to your business with the kinds of programs that we're talking about here and how anyone can do it.
There you go. That's awesome. Now, is that six with the number or S-I-X?
Either should work.
Okay, so either SIXfiguremasterminds.com or the number 6figuremasterminds.com. So anyone listening to this, either one of those should work. It's also on the episode page, so you have that as well. But I love when folks can give it to us. If you're driving or you're, you know, listening to this later, you just jot it down instead of having to run over to the website and get that information. So I really want to encourage everyone, you know, I've done high end masterminds for years. I've started early on recognizing that made incredible sense and the powerful connection that you have with those people. I've done them with, you know, 10, I've done them with 25, I think was the most we had. And there are some interesting dynamics with both. So as you said, but, you know, I think the most important thing too, that you said is that you can really do this in a way that works for you. Okay. So Jay is saying to you, you know, what, watch this training, experience this training, and then you can start to consider, well, how would this really feel aligned for me? You know, how would this really feel aligned and would feel joyful and passionate for me to do it? And then you have this wonderful, you know, masterclass and may certainly be sharing about that once you get this information. I'm sure you'll get some information on that. And just to really allow yourself to know that you can do this in a way that's wired for you. And you just need to find people that respect that and value that instead of saying, well, you have to do it this way, only this way. Like you said before, right, Jay? It's like, you have to do it A, B, C, D. And if you don't do it that way, then forget it. Now, maybe that worked really well for that guru and that's great, but that won't necessarily feel aligned for you. So I love how you're all about supporting people to do it in a way that feels aligned for them, because that's where their joy is in the alignment. So I'm just so grateful and appreciative for you to be here. And is there anything you want to say in closing, Jay, to folks?
Well, yeah. You know, the other beauty of this is that you need fewer people.
Mm.
So what I always challenge people to do is to think that if you set an intention today to create a high-end program like this, how long would it take you to find 9 people who know, love, and trust you? Not know, like, and trust you, Those are the people who will buy your $97 program or $300 program. Find 9 people who know, love, and trust you, and they pay you $1,000 a month to be in a group with you and some other really smart people just like them to learn and grow and collaborate and keep each other accountable and have each other's backs. If you find those 9 people, you just added 6 figures in revenue to your business.
Exactly.
So that, yeah, I understand that when you hear that for the first time, you're like, I couldn't do that. I'm not there yet. I don't have enough people, authority, whatever. But it doesn't have to be that math. There's a lot of ways you can dice that mm-hmm. math to make it really easy for just about anybody to get there in a relatively short time.
Absolutely. Well, I just so appreciate your energy and your light and all you're doing to support people to activate this. And as I said, we have to have you come on back. So I want to make sure people go and get that wonderful gift that you provided at Six Figure Masterminds, right? Plural? Six yep. Figure Masterminds.
.com/Sharon.
And that's also on the episode page. So we'll see you back here next time, everybody. We see you living lives of love, joy, peace, health, prosperity, and always, always. See you back here next time, everybody.
Do you hate selling, yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week. And another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.